Liveline on RT Radio 1 with a Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year, and now European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Kerry Independent TD, Michael Healy Ray. Michael, good afternoon. You there, Michael?
I am indeed.
I think that was the first time in a long time your voice wasn't heard, Michael. But you're here anyway, that's great.
I am.
I don't know whether you, did you read Miriam Lord in today's Irish Times?
I did indeed. And usually Miriam gets it right, but unfortunately, it's my opinion that today she got it wrong.
She said right at the end, it was a pretty excoriating piece about the exchange between yourself and the Tanya. She's saying, words matter. You may have been thoughtless, but Healy Ray was out of order. Yes. He should apologise. That's the last three words. Will you apologise?
I'll answer that directly. First of all, I can't apologise because I've nothing to apologise for. Okay. Because if anybody checks my name in the record of the Dáil, they will see that the word away with the fairies or away with the airy fairies. Mm. Is a term that I use an awful lot.
Well, you've used it. We have checked the Dáil record.
Yes.
You've used it four times, as far as we can find, and you did not use it as a noun. You use it as an adjective. You said airy fairy ideas, airy fairy talk, but you didn't use it in relation to people. When you said to the Tánaiste yesterday, and this is what he got upset about, away with you and the airy fairies. Now, that is different. You've used it as an adjective before. Now you're using it as a noun. Away with the airy fairies. Who are the airy fairies?
All I'm saying, Joe, is that any time I've ever used it, I've used it to describe something that I would consider to be nonsensical. Now, for people that would have tuned into a programme, they might want to know what exactly was
okay,
I talking
about. Okay, well, let's listen to it.
Ideas and councillors running out there trying to cover over for the mess that you created for them locally and electorally. And the one thing that I want to take one and tarnish to, when you said you got a little dig, you said, did I understand the answer that you gave to Deputy MacDonald and others? I'll say one thing to you clearly in this House. When it comes to understanding the electorate of Ireland, when it comes to understanding the people, what they want, what they require. The people can look at you and listen to you, or they can look at me and listen to me, and let the people decide who they think is more in tune with what the people of Ireland require.
Thank you, Deputy.
Because when I hear some of the nonsense that you come out with, my goodness, you're no man to look down your nose at me as if I'm something that you stood up on top of. I'm elected here every bit as good as you
are. Thank you, Deputy.
And you know, maybe a lot better than you are. But the funny thing about it is, I wouldn't dare to look down my nose at you or anyone else because I don't do that. But maybe you do because you're a bit of a big shot. But like I say, off we do with the airy fairies and see how far it will get you. But you can be sure of one thing, it's not a nice thing to look down your nose at me and say what you said to me a while ago.
Punished it.
Not nice.
And it's not nice what you said to me either, Deputy, just there, quite frankly. Reflect on it and think about it. Just think about what you said, okay? Think about what you said. Reflect on it, think about it, come back here tomorrow or the next day and take it back if you want to. Deputy, the truth is you look down on me. You think that because I'm from Dublin, because I'm middle class, because I don't talk the way you talk and I have the accent that I have, that somehow I don't understand real people. Well, you're wrong, Deputy. I'm elected just as much as you are. Everyone in this House has a mandate. We have a mandate because real people elect us.
Michael Healy Ray, do you think that's a fair clip from what the exchange yesterday?
Well, the only thing that it misses out on is why the Tánaiste wouldn't answer the question that I had raised on the record of the Dáil. And that was the fact.
No, it's about. It's, I know about liquid
Joe,
petroleum
Joe,
gas. No. When you use the phrase, like I say, off with you with the airy fairies, and see how far it will get you. Right, you said this to the Tánaiste. Are you aware that the Tánaiste is gay?
Joe, can I start off by trying to say I'm after making a number of attempts now talking, and the only fellow that's talking so far is yourself because you won't give me a chance to talk. So can I answer the questions or not?
Keep talking. I'm just stopping you. Keep talking.
I'm getting the little fiddle out here.
Keep talking.
No, but sure. No one stops
Michael Healy Ray talking. Will you come on, Michael, now? Come on.
All I want to do is make a point. I would never set out to offend or to upset anybody. And the Tánaiste knows that. What happened yesterday was the Tánaiste found himself in a predicament in that I was raising the fact that the state organised a review of our energy security.
Yeah.
It was organised under Richard Bruton. His report came out, and what it said was that we should have an LNG facility in Ireland, a non-commercial LNG facility.
I know that argument.
The Tánaiste has continuously said he's opposed to it. A number of Fine Gael TDs and councillors, which is of course great and right, they're saying they're supported, but they're at odds with their own leader. When that was highlighted inside the Dáil yesterday, instead of answering the questions that I was raising with him, instead of trying to explain his, we'll say, his stand on an LNG project.
Okay, so why
instead,
do you...
Yeah, all he could come up with was trying to...
Okay,
at the fact of me saying that he should go away with the affairs, and he took that as a personal... Which it never would be.
Well, when
I
you
would
heard,
never
but
anything.
Michael Healy Ray, when you heard the Tánaiste say about 4 seconds after you used the phrase, like I say, off with you with the airy fairies, the Tánaiste reply was, reflect on it. And it's not quite what you said, Deputy, just there, quite frankly, reflect on it and think about it. Just think about what you said. Reflect on it, think about it, and come back here tomorrow or the next day and take it back if you want to. Do you want to take it back, even as a clumsy use of the phrase?
It's not a clumsy use of the phrase, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a phrase, if it was the first time I ever used it, it would be a different story. But I have used it continuously.
Yeah. You've used it as an adjective. You've never used it referring to people.
You can't say that, Joe. You can't.
I can. Because I can quote them to you. Do you want me to quote them?
Well, I can quote them for you as well, because you said it was 4. I can tell you it has been maybe 4 times in 4 months.
Airy fairy ideas. You've used the phrase fairy godmother. You've used the phrase, again, airy-fairy notions about, legislators coming in here dreaming up airy-fairy ways. But you've never referred to it as a group of people.
So you're agreeing that I have used the word airy-fairies on many occasions?
But never as a noun. As an adjective, yes. Never as a noun.
Can I explain to you how lopsided this whole argument has become? When the Tánaiste said... that maybe that I didn't understand an answer he had given a few minutes beforehand. If I wanted to be picky with the Tánaiste, I could have stood up and looked at him and said, well, are you referring to the fact that I'm dyslexic?
Use the word dyslexia. No, the argument. You're going to say that dyslexia is the same as homosexuality.
Dyslexia is a disability.
Dyslexia is recognised as a disability. If you go in to do an exam and you're leaving cert, you get extra time if you are dyslexic. You get extra help. It is a disability. Homosexuality is not a disability. It's not a disability.
It's extremely unfair when I'm starting to make a point and you cut it off and you finish it for me. Can I make the point I was making, Joe, please? I'm asking you, you rang me and you asked me to come on. I'm trying to explain.
And you said, you said you'd come on once you didn't have to talk to listeners. So I've got to take the place of listeners. That's my job, Joe, unfortunately, today.
That is not what I said, Joe.
So you will engage with listeners.
Again, you'll be very unfair about this. Can I finish the point I was trying to make?
Of course.
If I had looked over at the Tánaiste yesterday, and if I had said to him, are you referring to the fact that I'm dyslexic and that I may have had a bit of a problem with certain things that I overcame, and was that what he was referring to? But I wouldn't do that, and I'll tell you why, Joe. Because I know when he said that, I know he didn't mean to personally insult me. I know that he didn't mean that. And I wouldn't dare go trying to use that as an argument against him. No more than I think it's very unfair for him. He knows in his heart and soul yesterday, as did everybody else that was there, as did everybody that knows me, knows that I would not in any shape or fashion
want to use a
person's personal life or anything about
okay,
that.
Okay, so you
to
are...
Me, that's all personal business, and it has nothing to do with me or with anybody else. Work is work. But
okay.
For
are
me,
you,
are
you,
have
you,
that I use on a regular basis. It's wrong.
So you're saying when you use it a particular way you use it yesterday, off with you with the airy fairies and see how far that gets you.
Yes.
Okay.
That,
who are the airy fairies
to
be off with? To see how far they'll get you.
That is an expression that I have used over and over again.
As an adjective, never as a noun. Now, can I ask you, Michael, I presume you're a supporter of gay rights given the world we live in. And
I have absolutely 100%, and I've just answered it.
And have you ever been invited to gay rights events or campaigns or rallies in your constituency?
I deal with on an awful regular basis. Okay. Issues to do with people.
No,
of
but
all
I mean, of course. But have you ever gone to any public rally in Kerry or anywhere else in support of gay rights that you've been invited to? You don't have to be invited.
Anything that I was ever asked to help or assist in or partake of, I would have always done that. And like I say, for anybody to be trying to twist what was a perfectly straightforward debate inside the Dáil Chamber into being something that it's not, that's wrong and it's unfair. And it's untruthful. And to be trying to make out that I'm something that I'm not, because everybody knows I have many friends that are gay. I have absolutely no interest whatsoever in a person's, a man or a woman's private business, their private lives. It is none of my business. It is none of anybody else's business. Nobody should ever be insulted or offended in any way. Mm-hmm. And the tarnished nose yesterday that term, if
but the
tar- not
you see,
the first
the
t- time... But hearing me use that term,
but
absolutely not.
But this is what the tarnished has said earlier today about what I've read out, and it's on the record again. Let's hear it again, the 2-minute clip, about what he said, what he immediately said when he heard you say what you said about away with you and the airy fairies.
Ladies and councillors running out there trying to cover over for the mess that you created for them locally and electorally. And the one thing that I want to take one and tarnished it. When you said you got a little dig, you said, did I understand the answer that you gave to Deputy MacDonald and others? I'll say one thing to you clearly in this House. When it comes to understanding the electorate of Ireland, when it comes to understanding the people, what they want, what they require, the people can look at you and listen to you, or they can look at me and listen to me. And let the people decide who they think is more in tune with what the people of Ireland require.
Thank you, Deputy.
Because when I hear some of the nonsense that you come out with, my goodness, you're no man to look down your nose at me as if I'm something that you stood up on top of. I'm elected here every bit as good as you
are. Thank you, Deputy.
And you know, maybe a lot better than you are. But the funny thing about it is, I wouldn't dare to look down my nose at you or anyone else because I don't do that. But maybe you do because
you're
a bit of a big shot. But like I say, off we do with the airy fairies and see how far it will get you. But you can be sure of one thing, it's not a nice thing to look down your nose at me and say what you said to me a while ago.
Punished it.
Not nice.
And it's not nice what you said to me either, Deputy, just there, quite frankly. Reflect on it and think about it. Just think about what you said, okay? But think about what you said. Think about what you said.
No.
Reflect on it, think about it, come back here tomorrow or the next day and take it back if you want to. Deputy, the truth is you look down on me. You think that because I'm from Dublin, because I'm middle class, because I don't talk the way you talk and I have the accent that I have, that somehow I don't understand real people. Well, you're wrong, Deputy. I'm elected just as much as you are. Everyone in this House has a mandate. We have a mandate because real people elect us.
This is what the Taoiseach said, according to Gavin Riley. You know Gavin Riley, Michael Healy? Michael.
Of course I do.
Yeah, and He's quite reliable, isn't he? He's won a number of awards and he's written. He said, this is Leo Varadkar, Michael Healy-Raise. I'm reading out the tweet now from Gavin Riley. We checked it is him. Fairies, the fairies comment in the doll yesterday. This is what the Tarnish has said. All of us from time to time say things that might be racist, homophobic, misogynistic or misandrous. We should call it out. I'm not losing sleep over it. He was asked, are you calling it homophobic? He said, I've said what I've said. Now, you're adamant you didn't mean it in that way.
And the funny thing about it is, Joe, you know that I didn't.
I don't know your mind. I've never met you. I don't know you.
And every fair-minded...
What do you mean? You said...
You
know what I know. You know what's in my stupid head at the minute. That's what you're saying.
Well, I know that you're not much of a person to let somebody else have their say because all you do is interrupt everything I come out with.
I'm just, some of the comments under, well, you've had your say and you can have more indeed. Because as I said, you asked that no callers be allowed engage with you, so I have to do it. But one of the other comments, there's lots of comments under the Miriam Lord article in the Irish Times. Some of them supportive, I hasten to add, Michael. And I think you say you got a lot of support in Kerry with your interview on Kerry Radio this morning, where you said you brought up the dyslexia scenario, and that you wouldn't take offence if the Tarnish was slagging your dyslexia, which, as I say, is a disability. But just one comment. As a gay man, I can confirm that the term fairy has often been used on me, sometimes for fun, sometimes more nefariously. Michael Healy-Ray knew what he was doing.
Absolutely not. Okay. 2 weeks ago, if I used that inside the dog, or if I use it to describe a lot of policies, for instance...
Policies, not people. Policies, not people. Yesterday, you used it to describe people. Away with, off with you and the airy fairies and see how far it will get you. That's people. Who are the airy fairies you're talking about? It's not ideas, it's not places, it's not notions, it's not legislation, it's not laws, it's not projects, it's people you were talking about yesterday. Off with you and the airy fairies.
I think I would have said the exact same thing last year when a certain minister came out and suggested that papers like the Kerryman newspaper should be called the Kerry Person. And when I highlighted the fact that, well, were we going to get so silly with the use of words that we'd all be gone away with the airy fairies that we should actually replace the word manhole on the road with a person's hole because we couldn't actually call a thing a manhole anymore. And that we had a person in government coming out and saying that the Kerryman newspaper should really consider changing its name. Well, that was what I would call airy fairy nonsense gone mad. And I described it as that at that time. Nobody took offence to that. Nobody said I was being anywhere personal because they know that when I use a term like that, it's a term that's used commonly by me and I'm sure others. And like I say, if the Tarnish is and answer the question, Joe, that I was asking
about LPG,
he deflected it completely.
Okay, he said I've given a substantive answer, but it went in a different direction then in terms of the exchange between the two of you. I know you didn't use the phrase just coming out. I'm not in the phrase. I'm in the context. I'm going to use it. Do you agree that Leo Varadkar, the TD as he was then, in 2015, came out publicly as gay. One of the first TD ever, with potential to ruin his career or whatever. Do you think that was one of the bravest things an Irish politician has ever done? Come out publicly and say, I am gay.
It was entirely his own business. And
I know that, but did you think it was brave? You're an observer of local and national politics. Did you think it was gay? It was brave to do it at the time?
He did something that no one else maybe had done before for a person in a position like that. And of course, if that's what he wanted to do personally, I'd welcome it. If it would advance people's understanding and acceptance of every person. It's like religion, all religions and none. It's like sexuality, all and none. whatever people want to do in their private personal lives, I've said it over and over again, that's nobody's business but their own. And if they want to make it known to other people, as Leo Varadkar did, of course I would wish him absolutely nothing but good luck and happiness in whatever way he lives. That's his business, 100%. And it's nobody else's, unless he wants to make it theirs. But for anybody to take what I said yesterday as me being in any way insulting or trying to offend the Tánaiste or anyone else, I'm clearly telling you now that was never my intention. It would never be my intention. I'll argue and I'll stand up for the electorate that I'm representing, and I work as hard as I can to represent people. And for anybody to try and change around what I said and make it out to be something that it's not, that's very, very unfair, Joe. And that's my point. And that's why I came on your radio, was to clarify that. And I hope that I've done that.
Michael Doyle wants to support you. And he says, as a gay man, I don't know whether you want to hear his voice. I want to hear his voice, but you don't have to comment, Michael Healy Ray, if you don't want to. Michael Doyle, your comment, please.
Hi, Joe, and to Michael too. I listened to the conversation or debate yesterday on RT News excerpts and stuff, and it kind of sounded quite dramatic. But as a man first, and a man who's gay, then myself. Mm-hmm. I really don't see what it's all about. I would agree with Michael that it's very unfair that this sort of storm has blown up. And I really feel that it's a storm in a teacup, because when I think back to being a child and knowing that I was gay from the age of, say, 11 or 12, my grandmother, if I came up with a crazy idea or decided to do something silly, she'd say to you, "You're away with the fairies," or "Go off with the fairies." And how could I take offence? You know, fairy has been used, like one of your texters said, it's a term used among gay people, and it's used sometimes as a slur against them. But I really, really don't feel that Michael Healy Ray meant it in that way. I think that he meant it exactly as he said it is, that he was away with the fairies, and it had nothing to do with his sexuality. And
Michael, why do you think the Tánaiste took such immediate offence? It was his immediate reaction. It's not nice what you said to me either, Deputy. This is immediate reaction there, quite frankly. Reflect on it. Think about it. Just think about what you said. Reflect on it. Think about it. Come back here tomorrow or the next day and take it back if you want to. So why did the Tánaiste take such offence? Immediately.
Well, what I would say is that Michael or myself or any of us, when we say something to somebody, in whatever way we meant it or didn't mean it, we cannot control how somebody reacts to that joke. So therefore, Leo is the only person, Mr. Varadkar is the only person who can say why he reacted in that way. And it may be something very personal to him. I'm just thinking, it's just my opinion, something in his own life or a particular story came to mind or an incident that happened to him. But I really feel...
Michael, should we be careful in public discourse about the use of the word fairy and airy fairies to refer to people, not about ideas or legislation or whatever?
No, I think, Joe, that there's so much that we say every day we don't know what people are going through, whether it's a woman who's in a domestic violence situation or somebody who's been bullied at work or somebody who's dealing with weight problems, whatever, and we say stuff all day, every day, without thinking. If we spent our whole life thinking about every word we said, and especially in a debate like Michael Healy Ray and Leo Varadkar, where it really is off the cuff and it's politics and it's quick, it's very hard to think about every word you say. And
language does matter.
It does matter. Of course, it matters. Yeah, it does. But I really feel that in this situation, to have taken offence at that is probably going a little too far. But I will not say that he shouldn't have taken offence.
Okay.
We don't know why he did.
So
what I'm trying to say.
The calls from different people, from Miriam Lord, who Michael Healy-Ray said he has great respect for and has been very positive to him on a number of occasions, to the tarnished himself, to other people in politics, to people who were commenting on the, to say he should apologise. Do you think he's nothing to apologise for?
I think the apology might go something like this, if it were to happen, and that's Michael Healy-Ray's choice, of course, and I respect his decision. It might go something like this. It might say that, this is a saying I've always used. It was said in the height of a discussion, a debate, and although it doesn't sound like an apology, I would say, if I have offended you, then I apologise. But that was not my intention. And I don't think it was his intention.
Okay.
And I don't think it was said that way.
Well, it's only Michael Healy-Ray knows his intention, in fairness to him. And he said it wasn't
it's
his
true.
He said it wasn't his intention. But do you think he should put that on the Dáil record? Or does the Dáil record matter? I don't know. Does it matter?
I'm a firm believer in the stronger person, as hard as it is, sometimes just stands up and says, okay, this has happened as a result of a conversation. Yes, I don't feel I'm to blame, but somebody has been offended. So in order for them to feel vilified, I suppose. But then politics is such a messy game, you know. It goes beyond that. Yeah.
Okay, Michael Healy-Ray, I don't know whether you want to say hello to Michael Dáil or goodbye to Michael Dáil or thanks, Michael Dáil.
Well, yes, of course, hello to Michael Dáil. And I think what Michael is coming across as very, very balanced and very fair about, he listened to the debate, he adjudicated on it, and that's his opinion. And I respect his opinion, and I value the fact that he came on to explain that. Of course, I wouldn't like for any person, whatever their sexuality was, to have heard what I said yesterday and to think that I would have wanted to offend anybody or to insult anybody.
I know. Okay, say that, all right.
Never was my intention. Simple as that, Joe.
Yeah, did you oppose the referendum on same-sex marriage in 2015, 2016?
Did I oppose it?
Yeah. Do you oppose same-sex marriage?
My attitude always about issues to do in life, what I would call personal matters. My attitude always was, I have fundamental ideas myself, right? I have my own personal views and opinions on everything. When I'm asked to engage in debate, when I'm asked to involve myself, of course I will in whatever way I can. But the one thing that I would never do, I would never want to, in my political life, want to upset or offend anybody.
I know that. You keep telling me that. But in the 2015 same-sex referendum, did you not oppose, which you're entitled to do as a legislator or a citizen and both, did you not oppose publicly the same-sex marriage referendum?
Let's put it this way. I wouldn't have been involved in campaigning for it.
Did you vote against it?
I wasn't actively out there campaigning in any shape or form.
Did you vote against it?
Oh, I would not have voted for it. Yes, that is.
So you voted against it, and you said at the time, I'm unapologetic about this. I feel a lot of other TDs are simply voicing support to curry favour with the media.
Well, my attitude was that was my fundamental idea. I wasn't going to be for it because, in my heart and soul, I wasn't. But I wasn't going to be doing anything to hinder other people in getting what they wanted. That's why we live in a democracy, Joe. And that's why we're not all the same. But to even bring that into this debate, it's as if that I had something against people because they were gay. Why in the name of God would I have that? I've nothing in the world but the utmost respect for people in whatever way they want to live their lives. Life is very short. And if a person's attitude in life is that they are what I would call, they want to be friends with same-sex people, isn't that entirely their business and nobody else's? And they should live their lives and be happy in whatever way
they want. Well, it's not entirely their business when the state can, and it has done now, and the people of the country were asked in a referendum if they supported same-sex marriage, and they, by a significant majority, said yes. But you're entitled to be, you're entitled to be in the minority. Now, we heard from someone supporting you. What about someone? Would you be open to hearing from someone also from Kerry?
course, I will.
Okay,
yes,
we'll hear from them after the break.
Liveline on RT Radio 1 with a Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year, and now European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie. We're talking to Michael Healy-Ray about an exchange in the Dáil yesterday where he used the phrase, away with you, away with the airy fairies, and see how far it gets you, to the tarnish the Leo Varadkar, who was immediately upset by it. But Michael Healy-Ray is adamant that he wasn't in any way being homophobic, and you've heard his side there. Morgan Queeney is in Kingdom Pride in Kerry, chairperson of Kingdom Pride in the scene in Kerry. Morgan Queeney, you've been listening to your TD. What do you think of what Michael Healy-Ray said?
I have a couple of thoughts. Thanks so much, first of all, for having me on, and it's lovely to be able to give a voice to LGBT people who do and always have lived in Kerry. The other thing that I'll say is that it's very disappointing, really, to see these sloppy comments tossed around in the Dáil as if they don't mean anything. I'll cut to the chase and be honest with you. The language used, you know, that language has been used against me personally in the past, being called a fairy, or I know others have been called fairies. And the way that slurs and jokes work like that is that they isolate you from the community around you. This debacle will come and go, but this will be a formative moment for some LGBT closeted teenager out there, listening to people reacting to the radio debates, listening to people who represent them and are elected to represent them, listening to these debates. One comment I think was really interesting was this idea that, you know, live and let live, and that there's no problem with anyone who's gay, let them do whatever they want. First of all, the community is so much larger than that. But secondly, as well, you have a duty in a public office to represent people, even those whose rights you don't seem to recognize. And that's very important. Another thing that I'll say is that at the end of the day, this impacts people in Kerry. And I'd like to highlight that we should be thinking about resources for people in Kerry on the ground and not getting too bogged down in what the meaning was. What I would like to see are tangible results and supports for the various groups that we have here that are doing the work that is necessary to maintain and make safe people in Kerry.
Michael Healy-Ray says he does support you.
Well, I would be interested to see where that action comes in.
Well, have you ever invited your local TD, Michael Healy-Ray, to any of your events?
Yes, in the middle of COVID now, which was an exception. We had a Pride parade and an event last year that most TDs were invited to. And we've gotten support from the Mayor of Kerry, the Mayor of Tralee, and Pa Daly Sinn Féin TD, but never has any other TD reached out to us.
And what about the issue of language?
The issue of language is a funny one. In one way, it definitely matters, because this issue kicks up a whole host of issues that LGBT people live with on the daily. Alienating language, being made afraid in places that you're safe to work, the ambiguity of the people around you reacting. So, for example, when this comment comes up and I see people reacting, it's a bit like overtaking on a road where there's a bend. You never know if there's a car coming against you. You never know if that's because it's sitting well with homophobic tendencies that they might have. Whatever about comments and its intention, it is really damaging to see somebody come out so dispassionately toward the community.
What do you mean dispassionately?
I mean, this live and let live attitude is all well and good. But what does it actually do to improve a very vulnerable minority's life? It's frustrating to have to, I suppose, think about the various ways in which your own rights should matter to the people who've been elected to further your rights.
Eddie McGuinness. Eddie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you doing?
And go ahead. Your point, please.
Very simply, he is a public figure and he needs to learn and educate himself on languages that he is using. And no matter who we are in the public realm, we need to learn what language we use. And this is a sad occasion for most people out there, because as soon as I hear the word fairy, I take it in the wrong way, because it was used to bully me, to both physically and mentally, not as just as younger, but even years later in my adult life, while being queer bashed on the streets, being called a dirty fairy, and so forth. We have to remember, you're elected. You're elected for all of the community. And that includes, after what he just said, Michael said, was he voted no in the referendum. He still votes no in his own mind. So therefore, that language is still ingrained. Yeah. And I can understand that. And I'm not taking away from him on that. And we're all, and that is what we, that's what democracy is all about. But most importantly, as an elected representative, we have to remember the language we are using and what that language will mean to someone out there. Educate yourself, educate each other, no matter what generations we are, but he needs to educate. Also, we'd love to see, what has he actually done for the LGBT community on the ground in Kerry and beyond as elected representative? Has he voted for other positive things around mental health, around physical health, everything for all communities that involve the LGBT plus community? It probably shows that he has never done that.
Mary Carter, your point please, Mary. 0818 715 815 5151 is the text number. Michael Healy, Ray has said he would listen to what people are saying, but he's not going to engage individually.
No problem.
Go ahead, Mary.
I just wanted to say to Michael that I understand where you're coming from, because I don't believe in the heat of the moment that when you said it, you meant it in any derogatory way. But it doesn't matter how you said it. It was how it was received. And Mr. Varadkar received it in the way that he did. And I think if you're the man you say you are, you should stand up and be counted. And this would all go away. I mean, we've talked about it now, Joe, for the whole of your show to 25 past. And it's a storm in a teacup unless Michael has the cup on to say, do you know what? If I've offended you, I'm really sorry. That wasn't my intention. But it seems to me like Michael just wants this to go on and on and on. And I mean, I'm of the same age as you, Michael. I've reared two children. And the way it came across, in the context you said it, it was derogatory. And you should stand up and be counted. And then it'll be all over. And everyone will say, do you know what? He's not a bad lad after all. I mean, surely that's what you want. You don't want people divided about your opinion, and you're entitled to your opinion. But as a mother and a person who's been on this planet a fair bit of time, I think you should stand up and be counted. And that's
as I say, he doesn't want to engage. But Mary, Michael has said quite clearly he's nothing. He feels he's nothing to apologise for.
He's not a man then. He has insulted. He has insulted somebody. Mr. Varadkar, I call him. He has been offended by it because his reaction was so quick, Joe. You said it yourself. He felt offended. And I'm sure you know yourself, if somebody says something and it's hurtful, you nearly die inside. And for him to react as quickly as he did, he was hurt by it. And if Michael can't see that, then there's something terribly wrong. If you cannot see that, Michael, I'm sure if it was one of your family and somebody upset them or hurt them, you'd be very quick to jump in and say, hey, there's no need for that. And I'm just talking as an everyday person. Okay. I have no affiliation to one or the other. I'm not into politics one way or the other, but I think in this instance, Michael, okay, be a man.
Just in terms of balance at this stage, Mary, stay there. Michael Healy-Ray had to go, so I don't know. But anyway, he said he wasn't willing to. He wasn't anxious to engage with people. But I want you to listen to Paul, and I want you to address what Paul is saying. Paul, your point, please.
Sure.
Paul Kenny.
Hi, Joe. I heard it actually there. I think it's a major storm in a teacup. Now, if the tarnisher was offended. Yeah, okay, that is an issue, but I don't know why he was offended now, quite frankly. I think we're overthinking this. I think this is Miriam Lord et al. Trying to basically cynically fill column inches and blow something out into something that's not. In my opinion, the term airy fairy ideas, or my favourite one, you're away with the fairies, it's a very common Irish phrase. People use it. It doesn't necessarily have to have any homophobic kind of connotation.
But have you ever heard of anyone who's gay being called a fairy?
I have. Yeah. I'm old enough to remember the 80s.
What's in your head when you heard people being called fairies?
It is a homophobic attack. There's no two ways about it.
That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all about context. It's all about context. At the end of the day,
it's purely about context. The way it was said, it was said to a man. It wasn't said about a man whole. It wasn't as Joe said. It was said in the context. Go away with you and your airy fairies. I mean,
that's not fair. No, that's very unfair.
Well, in fairness to Paul, no. Mary, the exact phrase is, like I say, this is Michael Enright, like I say, off with you with the airy fairies and see how far it will get you.
Off with you with the airy fairies. Sorry,
what's that young lady's name again?
Mary. Thanks, Paul. Mary. Yeah.
Young lady, sorry, Mary. I love that. Thank you.
Flattery will get you everywhere. But sorry, Mary. No, I'll tell you what, I don't know. I just think the word fairy, I am aware of the connotations that it can have for people who are gay. But to me, I always associate the word fairy with leprechaun and pixie.
Paul, you did concede, as would be my experience of growing up, that the word fairy, when used as a noun to describe somebody, not as a airy fairy ideas, but airy fairy group of people or individual is pejorative, is negative.
But was it used in that context? I don't believe it was used in that context. I don't believe
he said it to be hurtful. I think he said it in the heat of the moment, but because it was linked.
No, he said no. He's reflected on it, Mary and Michael Healy Ray's reflected on it. And he said he wasn't being hurtful. He didn't mean to be hurtful. And if anything, anyone thinks he's being hurtful, they are taking up wrong. And in Leo Varadkar's case, he's taking up deliberately wrong for party political reasons or whatever. That's what he said.
He can't control the other person's feelings, Joe, and I'll say what I said at the beginning. It doesn't matter how he intended it to come across, it's how it was received, and it was hurtful, and it was received in a hurtful way. And if he's a man, stand up and be counted, and it'll all go away. It's a simple thing, Joe. It's not like we're asking him to, you know, lay down his life and just give in. It's not giving in. It shows the measure of a man. If you can stand up and say, listen, if you talk
Mary, people will have difficulty even with the phrase, if he stand up and be a man, or if he is a man. You know.
Oh, look,
I know. I'm just saying. I'm dancing on the pinhead here. I take your point,
and it's become so politically correct these days. I'm bored to tears with the political correctness of things. I think, you know, be counted. Be a man. He's a man. You know, his preferences, I don't discuss anybody's preferences. Yeah. It's what you do behind your own door is your own business. But, like, be a man if that's who you profess to be.
Okay, so if Leo Varadkar, if the tarnisher, which he did, say he was offended and ask him to think about it and maybe come back and reflect on what you said.
That's
think
the problem
about
with the world, Joe. People don't own their mistakes or their errors.
Okay.
He made an error of judgment. Stand up and be counted.
Okay, Mary Carter, Grumila Mockett, Paul Kenny, Grumila Mockett, Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
We're talking about the discussion in the Dáil yesterday. We played the clip a number of occasions, but the phrase that the tarnished Leo Varadkar, who, as you know, came out publicly in 2015 before the gay marriage referendum as a politician and said he was gay. And we played the 2 minutes a number of occasions, but just the The sting seems to be, Deputy Michael Healy-Ray said, and it was a heated debate. Like I say, well, they always are. Like I say, off with you with the airy fairies and see how far it will get you. And the Tánaiste said, it's not nice what you said to me. Just there, quite frankly. Reflect on it and think about it. Just think about what you said. Reflect on it, think about it, and come back here tomorrow or the next day and take it back if you want to. Michael Healy-Ray was on earlier. He had to go. He said he has reflected on it and he's not taking it back because he didn't mean any offence. Rena Blake has contacted us on 0818 715 815. Do you want to your reaction, Rena, please?
Good afternoon, Joe. I'm sitting here in sunny Ballybunion. Well, I've calmed down now. I've actually managed to calm myself down. But I was driving home from work and I was listening to the debate in the car, and I just couldn't believe it. Like, you know, we're 6 years on, 7 years on from the referendum, and this is the talk and the rhetoric that's still coming out of our elected politicians. Like, my partner and I, at the time of the referendum, we weren't married at that stage, but we campaigned as along with a lot of other people, and we invited Michael Healy-Ray and all of the politicians.
And when you say, Rena, just to be clear, when you say you weren't married, it was because you couldn't get married under Irish law.
No, we couldn't get married. My partner, Lisa, and I were the first gay couple to get married in Kerry after referendum.
Okay.
It just happened by chance. We didn't pick the date. It was just when we put in for it, we happened to be the first couple to get married. Okay. Yes. So, like, I know what it's like to live in rural Ireland. But you know what actually got me the most out of the whole thing? I'm extremely dyslexic. I left school when I was 16. And I have fought being dyslexic all my life. I have fought to be my own person, and Lisa and I have fought for all of those rights, and it is a battle, whatever people think. And you know the saddest thing, living in rural Ireland, we're still down in North Kerry, nothing has changed for young people. It's still very hard. Young people are still struggling coming out every day, and we need compassion and we need leaders to lead. And you people pick their words very very carefully, and I know about the heat of passion because I'm a very passionate person myself, and I can. But you know what? When you say something that's not quite right, just own it and say, you know what? I take that back. That's not right.
This is the dyslexia remark, and I know I
no, both and the airy fairy.
I just want to come back on the dyslexia remark. He said. He said he could have gotten offended because the Tánaiste said he didn't understand what Michael Healy-Ray was saying, which he could have taken as a personal dig because he has dyslexia. Now, as I pointed out to him, dyslexia is regarded as a disability in terms of lots of, but homosexuality
it is a disability. I left school at 17. I immigrated to America. I had my 18th birthday in New York, all because I couldn't do school. Like, I couldn't get on. I couldn't do the system. It was the best education I've ever had. I have an education in life. I've learned lots from it, and I've learned to cope. You learn to cope with dyslexia and you learn to improve it, but you don't change from it. It's like it's in your DNA, and so is being gay. And, you know, the thing about it is, like, for everybody out there, like, you can't equate the two together. My struggles in my personal life, the biggest struggle I've ever had in my life is being dyslexic. Coming out as gay wasn't so much of a struggle for me because it was natural, but being dyslexic, really, really, every day it impacts my day-to-day living every day. And you can't equate the two together. They're just not on the same ball pitch. They're just not there.
And Michael Healy-Ray made it clear. Well, he's made it clear before that he voted no in that referendum, and that is...
I know he voted no because he actively campaigned against us. He was at no rallies, but he never once came to a yes rally. And, you know, like, maybe we're a small population or a small minority in a large county, but every person counts, and you can't leave people behind. And if we've learned anything over COVID and over this whole war, is that, like, We just have to mind what we say. We have to be mindful, and we don't need any more hurt. And I suppose, to be honest, why I really called, because I've never been on Joe Duffy, is I felt hurt. I felt hurt, and then I felt hurt for a gay person. And also, I suppose I know he actively didn't campaign for gay rights marriage in Kerry. And then I suppose when he put the dyslexic into it, I nearly... I had to pull over to the side of the road outside Ballyduff because I was just like, I can't believe the guy is saying this, you know.
Okay. Rena, say there. Tony, good afternoon. Your point, please. You're listening to Rena and the other callers.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you? And good afternoon to your other callers there.
Rena, yeah, Rena.
Yes.
Rena, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. I suppose, Joe, look, we'll go back 7 years ago. I had a brother who transitioned to my sister, okay? At the time, it was quite difficult for the family to take in because, I suppose, you go for 35 or 6 years of your life having a brother, and then all of a sudden you have a sister.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I will say about Michael Healy-Rae, and I know what's been portrayed about him at this moment in time, is that he doesn't really support the LGBT community and stuff like that. But what I can say about him on a personal experience is the help that he gave my sister over the last 5 or 6 years with mental health issues, social exclusion, trying to organise housing that was a safe place for my sister. Michael and his secretary, they went above and beyond what any other politician that was approached in this county for help done.
Okay.
Now, I'm not by any means a supporter of the Healy-Rae's, but I will say one thing for Michael, that he went above and beyond to help our family. Now, on the other side of this, Joe, is listening to that comment that was made in the Dáil. Fine, it was a, you can take it as being a flippant comment or whatever. And that thing, airy fairy, going back 40 years ago, I remember my grandmother saying that.
Tony, to cut across, it's irrelevant what way I took it, and it's irrelevant with respect what way you took it. But what it is, what is relevant is what the person it was addressed to, the way they took it. And they took it, not to put too fine a point on it, they took it as an offensive comment about them personally, i.e. the Taoiseach. And they asked their fellow TD, Michael Healy-Rae, to reflect at it and come back into the House, which he's not going to do, and basically apologise for it. He was hurt by it. There's no two ways. It's irrelevant whether I was, you were, Uncle Tom Cobley was or whatever. Leo Varadkar was. So surely it's his opinion and his feelings that matter in this case. I know the mishmash and the table tennis of politics, and people are conflating what they think of the Taoiseach with their opinion on this, and that's fair play as well. That's allowed as well. I don't know if it's fair or not, but it is allowed. But the person who was aimed at was offended. And he's made it clear, I was offended.
Yeah, correct, Joe. And I can understand that he can be offended by it. But I mean, the term airy fairy, or even the term fairy, it goes back to mythological times, the term fairy. And I mean,
yeah, but it's only
everything else. Yeah, there's various words that we use nowadays that can be twisted and turned to suit somebody's own agenda. And I mean, it's a very, very sad state of affairs at this moment in time that the word fairy is being bandied around the place as a slur towards gay or transgender people or anything like that. And I mean, I have young children, Joe.
Yeah.
And especially I have a young daughter who is mad for these fairy doors, and she's mad for...
Yeah.
If we go into a forest, she wants to look for the fairies.
Yeah, of course.
Now, I'm coming to the stage that I'm half afraid that if we're passing a group of people on a forest walk or in the town park in the local town here in Kerry, that my young lady says to me, Dad, we need to go looking for the fairies. Is somebody going to take offence to
no,
that?
No, they're not. Not in that context. But you.
World we're beginning. We're starting to live in that we're.
Even in our use of everyday language, words have become dysfunctional now, and we don't use them. We don't use them.
And I have to agree with you there.
Well, Paul, and I'm done about you, but in most cases I'm glad we don't use them because they are offensive. And they are, a lot of them demonstrate an underlying prejudice, and we all need to check not just our privilege, but we need to check our prejudice every now and again about that point Rena was making about being hurtful to other people, especially a group of people who in various countries over the last century and long before have been suppressed, including in the, Rena mentioned Ukraine, including in the Soviet Union, they've been savagely oppressed and beaten if they dare have a rally on the streets proclaiming their homosexuality. But the point I'm making is Paul's point earlier that the word fairy, when he was growing up, I suspect all of us are of a similar age cohort, when he was growing up, the word fairy, when it was used about someone who was gay, was not a compliment. It was a pejorative phrase. Would you agree with that, Tony? Would that be your experience? No,
I would agree with you, Joe. It's part of a century ago since I finished school at this stage. Yeah, and I mean, the word fairy at that time was, of course, it was meant as a gay slur at the time. Like, and there was also other words at the time, which I don't hear anymore, thankfully. But, I mean, look, I came on basically to say what Michael has done.
Okay, that's well said.
Family.
There is
nobody else would do it.
Okay.
And I mean, we're very, very grateful to what Michael and his secretary have done.
Okay.
For my sister.
That point.
And I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy for me to come on the radio and I just my phone is lighting up with text messages. People saying like that. Fair play to you to have the guts to go on the radio.
Well,
it's not easy. And I mean, it was a very, very bittersweet pill for us to swallow at the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, the only other option that was there, and I've discussed it with this with my sister on several occasions, she either came out to us and transitioned from being a man to a woman, or we'd be visiting a graveyard.
Okay.
And that this is the sad reality about it.
Absolutely.
And we're still... Yes. In this country, we're still back in the dark ages. The level of support that is there for people who are either gay, bisexual or transgender is very, very poor in this country. And it's high time that we woke up a small bit and started looking after things that are important to people. And if you come down here to the county of Kerry, and as Rini has said there previously, we're in the dark ages down here when it comes to this sort of stuff.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Because the stigma that's attached to coming out as the old term, and I going to school, coming out of the closet. I'm not sure is that term still used nowadays, but people are so afraid, and it's what if the neighbours hear this, and what will they think at mass, and what will they think below in the local pub, and that is a major problem for anybody. And I'm sure that Rene there will confirm with what I'm saying. It's a major problem for somebody to be able to come out and put their lava suits and say, look, I'm gay, I'm bisexual, I'm lesbian, or I'm transgender. But it's the amount of homophobia that's out there still is still frightening, Joe.
Okay, and Rena, do you want to respond to that?
Yes, I was listening to it, and I agree with you. But like the thing about it is, I think like this whole debate is brought up by yesterday's exchange in the Dáil, and I do think we choose our words, and we like that was a choice word, and as you said, it's the force behind it, but also just own it and say, look, I didn't mean to say that's not what I meant it to be, or just move on. But living in rural Ireland, things haven't changed a whole pile in the last since the referendum. Yes, you can get married, and yes, you have rights, but it's still extremely difficult for young teenagers to come out. There is not a lot of support systems for any LGBT.
7 years after the referendum.
7 years after, and to be honest, like, you know, like everything takes precedent. Like there's you know, there's one thing after the other. But and people are and we have short memories, and we think it's okay. But like in school, I've worked a lot in and out of schools. You hear kids calling this kid gay all the time and stuff. We've just got used to saying derogatory language to people, and we shouldn't be doing that. We don't need to do it. We don't need to call people fairies, nor queer, nor gay. You know, particularly with school teenagers now and younger kids. Like
I presume. Well, maybe I shouldn't presume this, but I presume, which happens definitely in Dublin, and because of the pandemic, like any opportunities this programme used to get once a month to travel and is gone. But I presume that you can openly show affection to your partner regardless of your sexuality or needs their sexuality. I presume two men can walk holding hands down the streets of Killarney.
You know what? I think you'd be a brave man to do it, particularly men. I think Lisa and I are kind of exceptional because we're maybe a bit longer in the tooth and we're very okay with ourselves. But you have to be extremely strong to.
So two,
we
two,
don't,
two
we don't
men,
have the luxuries.
Two men who are married would not walk down. Now I know we can't generalise, but I've seen. It happens in Dublin. I know we're in a big city.
But you know, you have security of the city, and you know what?
You're
I
saying
think
two men who are married are in a relationship would not hold hands walking down the streets.
I think certain people will always do, because you'll always get the certain few who have that self confidence in it. I think a lot of people won't do it, be it whether they're married or in a relationship, or because it's you've got a fear and they've got a stigma with it, and it's not completely acceptable. Even like I won't say it's not unacceptable, but it's still. And actually, I think Michael Healy-Ray coined it. He said, "What you do behind closed doors." And it's like, the thing is, we need to get out from behind closed doors and be able to walk the street as freely as we feel like walking them with whoever we want to walk them with, and not having to hide and bring it home to a small little bit of a community that you feel good. I ran a gay bar in New York for 7 years, and I ran a gay bar in Cork for 4 years. I know the gay community inside out. I retired from working in pubs to come back to North Kerry to grow organic vegetables. It was like almost an oxymoron, but that's the lifestyle. And we chose to come and live in North Kerry, and I'm very comfortable living here. But you know, there's a lot of people living in small towns that are not that comfortable, and they're still hiding their identities, and they're not that free with their expressions.
Okay. Stay with us and we take a quick break. joe@rt.ie.
Liveline on RT Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. The all-new Sportage, now at your local Kia dealer.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie, and we have Councillor Gerry O'Neill who's contacted us about this debate. Gerry, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe? How are you?
And I don't know what your... Are you an independent councillor, just in terms of my next question?
I am independent now, yeah.
Okay,
I was
okay.
Well, 47 year in Sinn Féin. I was at one stage RHO, yeah.
Okay. What do you think of the fact that Leo Varadkar took grave offence with what Michael Healy-Ray said yesterday?
Well, fair to say, Leo Varadkar, I'm not quite sure what he did take it as an offence as such. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But I think it might be a little bit over the top. I don't think Michael Healy-Ray meant to insult anyone.
Well, this is what the Taoiseach has said. In fairness, and
yeah, it's okay,
not,
Joe,
it's not nice what you said to me, Deputy. Just there,
I know,
quite frankly.
I know, Joe,
reflect on it. Think about it. You say you don't know if he did take offence.
If he could just hold your horse.
I think he did. No, I'm only reading out what the Taoiseach has said.
Well, look, we maybe you'll interview him tomorrow and we'll find out exactly, but I'm only here for a minute, so I just talked to your researcher earlier on, you know, with the wording of the fairy bit, and I was telling him that, you know, when I reared the children here, we had children, I would talk to them as a little fairy godmother, you know, and then we had grandchildren or whatever, and I'd say the same to them, and I know my daughters would now tell you that, don't say that. You can't say that, you know, nowadays. You can't use that word.
Mm.
But, you know, maybe we're gone, the political correctness has gone a little bit over the top in my book.
Okay.
Because I know as an elected representative, I know as an elected representative that you know, you've had to take the words out of your mouth and look at them before you actually pronounce it. It can be a little bit over the top completely, and I've had this experience in my life. I might be in, probably agree with you there with, to a certain extent there. Maybe my generation would, you know, might be different with the language we use than yourself as a younger person or whatever. And that's the way life is. But I don't think, I mean, I have plenty of gay friends and people I know well, and I get on very well, but then they don't come across to me as other people, you know.
Well, let's put that point to Rena. Rena, what did Jerry say? Nearly have to take the words out of your mouth now, examine them before you actually speak them.
Look, the world has changed. Things are changing all the time. And I think, you know, particularly public representatives have to have to think about what they say, because their words are heard and they carry weight and they carry traction. Look what one comment has done. It has sparked a whole debate on the radio. And that's why the people we elect, they have to be held accountable for what they say or their actions, because like a lot of people follow Michael Healy Ray, a lot of people hear what they say.
And he gets a great vote. His family get a great vote.
And he gets a great vote.
And his brother,
but there is a lot of people giggling and saying, oh yeah, you know, it's airy fairy, this is that.
And he gets a bigger number. I haven't got the figures in front of me, but you think he gets a bigger number one preference than, I know every constituency is different, but he gets a bigger number one preference than the Tarnish does.
Well, you know, I'm not
that's,
going to...
Well, that's just trying
yeah,
to be that, fair.
That's demographics.
Joe, I can say there, Joe, you know, maybe things are coming to full circle, because nowadays, you know, you read where gay groups actually call themselves queer instead of, you know, gay groups. So I don't know whether I'm not really sure whether the gay community are as sensitive as other people to this type of language.
Do you think, you know, Jerry, you're based in Wicklow. Rena was talking about Kerry. One of the most surprising elements come out of this debate in the last hour or so was Rena's opinion, an observation, probably more than an opinion, saying that not much has changed for people who are gay outside of Dublin since the referendum 7 years ago. And she believes that two men or two women, but two men was the example I used, who are in love or married or whatever, that they might think twice, whereas I don't think you do in Dublin. You might think twice about holding hands walking down the street. What's it like down in Wicklow?
Well, maybe the same, Joe. You know, there's people here, I know plenty of people, gay people. And
do they openly walk about holding hands?
Well, they don't necessarily walk holding hands, you know. But, you know, there's no big deal about it as such in my part of Wicklow here. But it's... You know, maybe the road we take with political correctness. As I said to you earlier, I was a member of Sinn Féin actually for 47 years, and we lost favour, such myself and another two councillors here in Wicklow. And this was to do with the abortion referendum. You know, where we were kind of shown the door when we wouldn't kind of canvass on the abortion issue, which I think is a private thing for yourself or
but it was
whatever,
but in fairness to Sinn Féin and Mary Lou, it was a public referendum, so that was their position, and you took a position which differed. Stay with us, Joe, with RT, back after this break.
Which I'm quite sensitized to, yeah.
I don't. Back after this break.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Okay, lots more on that, and hopefully, as I say, the most interesting thing of, and I hate making a judgment on a programme, but you all heard it the way I did. Rena Blake saying that she believes, as you were talking about Kerry, that 7 years after the historic and indeed momentous same-sex marriage referendum in 2015, that she believes things haven't changed that much for people who are gay outside of the capital. By the way, our WhatsApp number again, please, if you can, put it in your phone, 087 184 3709. That allows you to send us voice messages rapidly, 087 184 3709. And you understand if you send us a voice message, we can't put it on the programme. Back tomorrow at 1:45. Today's programme was produced by Sian O'Gorman, and Ray Darcy is next.
Liveline on RT Radio 1 with a Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year, and now European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
0818 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.